USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen answered more questions from members of the House Intelligence Committee.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them.
He produced documents to back up his claims that a false statement about the Trump Tower Moscow project he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by President Trump's attorneys. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers, denies the allegation. Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
We had a very long day with Mr. Cohen. This was, of course, the second day before our committee. He answered every question that was put to him by members of both parties. He was fully cooperative with the committee.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 133, the S&P 500 lost 18, and the NASDAQ dropped down 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
After a disappointing meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam over the country's denuclearization, there is now reports that Pyongyang is rebuilding a long-range rocket site that it had dismantled as part of its promised disarmament steps. President Trump addressed the news.
I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look. It'll ultimately get solved.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but the 78-year-old plans to beat the odds.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy! For 3 more years.
The original host of the TV show Jeopardy!, Art Fleming, died in 1995 of the exact same disease, pancreatic cancer. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The cleanup in eastern Alabama continues after a deadly tornado. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the latest.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday.
The president welcomes an American hostage home. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Danny Burch, an American oil worker, was held by Yemeni rebels. The president hosting Burch and his family at the White House on Wednesday.
He was in Yemen in a very horrible situation, a captive. He was there for 18 months, even a little more than 18 months, and we got him out.
The president also praising Robert O'Brien, the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs, for winning Burch's release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.